Hi, my name is Kate Hartley and I'm back with the Tapping mini-series, this time with a basic introduction to tapping as well as a practice run focusing on overwhelm. I'm a divorce coach, a holistic life coach, advanced psychotherapist, hypnotherapist, massage therapist, Thai yoga practitioner, Reiki healer, and I volunteer in hospice giving complementary therapy to end-of-life patients and their families. I've spent over 14 years studying advanced psychotherapy, high performance, hypnosis, and neuroscience. And I know what it takes to get people to make positive change, turning meagre existence into extraordinary lives. I've been studying the benefits of tapping, also known as emotional freedom technique, or EFT, for several years, and it's blown me away with how quickly and easily you can overcome problems that have dogged you for years. My tapping story is, well, to begin with, I was sceptical about tapping when I first qualified as a psychotherapist. I just thought I couldn't understand how something could work quite so quickly and be quite so long term. And actually, it's a little bit like hypnosis. It just seems to unravel problems that we've hung on to for years. And actually, sometimes that causes problems in itself because sometimes we don't want to let go of that entire emotional bucket of negativity that we've been carrying around with us, as ironic as that sounds. I believe in it so wholeheartedly now that if we were to teach self-care with tapping in schools, I think we'd probably be putting ourselves out of business as therapists. The first time I actually used tapping, I developed joint pain around my body. I think it was in response to an emotionally traumatic experience I went through. The day after the event, I woke up with terrible pain in my hips. Over the course of the day, the pain spread up into my neck and into one of my ankles. A week or two later, when the pain hadn't subsided, despite stretching and light exercising, I decided to try tapping. I completed 3 rounds of tapping, focusing on the pain and also the memory that I believe was attached to me developing the pain. I was so engrossed in my tapping rounds that I suddenly realised I was going to be late to collect the children from school. And it was while I was driving that I realised that the pain in my neck was no longer there. What's more, when I stepped out of the car, my hips were moving freely without any of the previous pain I'd been suffering. I was amazed and relieved that in such a short space of time, I had almost magically cured my aching joints. So what happens when we tap? Tapping is a practice which combines the treatment of the physical and emotional aspects of an individual. By tapping on specific acupressure points around the body, while at the same time thinking about a specific issue that needs resolving, it can help release negative emotional energies which are stuck in the subconscious. Tapping is similar to acupuncture, but uses the tapping of fingertips instead of the insertion of needles. Every time you tap on a meridian point, while going through the tapping process and focusing on the challenge that you're dealing with, you are sending a calming signal to your brain that's helping to rewire it. The combination of tapping on the various acupressure points, while at the same time saying phrases you associate with the negative memory, helps to clear the emotional barrier. Furthermore, it restores the mind-body balance necessary for optimal health. Tapping treats a huge range of disorders, such as anxiety, pain, unresolved grief, phobias, fears, self-sabotaging beliefs, body image, addictions, and so many more. So what does tapping actually do? Essentially, tapping removes the emotional sting attached to a memory. It's as though it cuts through the negative mental pathways of a memory. It doesn't remove the memory, it just removes the negative energy associated with it. That's why it's important to focus first on the negative emotions of the memory, which I have to admit seemed counterintuitive to me when I first learnt about tapping. Why go back into the bad memory? But it's not to necessarily recall every single bad thing that happened, but to try and find out what the core emotion is behind the memory. For instance, if you had a verbally abusive parent as a child, or even a physically abusive parent as a child, you might be harbouring great shame or anger deep inside of you. When you go back into the memory, it's the negative emotions surrounding the memory that you need to focus on. And if you have a series of memories, you will tap on each of those as they come up in future rounds. But oftentimes, when we find a core memory, it will eradicate the pain of the future memories, so you won't need then to continue to tap on other things that you may have first identified, because they'll have already been eradicated by the initial round of tapping. So I'm going to take you through a simple tapping experience now to get you accustomed to the tapping sequence. In future posts, I will create more detailed and specific tapping sequences. So if you have a specific issue you want me to create a tapping sequence for, leave me a message in the comment box below and I'll get right to it. If you are listening to the audio version of this, you might want to refer to the image of the EFT tapping points, which you can find at www.flourishtherapy.co.uk/mini-series-tapping-introduction. But to go over them quickly, you start on the karate chopping point of the hand. Either hand works, and as we move down the body, you can tap on either side or both sides. Use four fingers on the larger areas and two or three fingers on the smaller areas. So after the karate chop point, you'll tap just inside of the eyebrow, then outside of the eye socket, then underneath the eye on the bone. Next is directly beneath your nose in that little groove. Then beneath your chin in the natural fold of your face. Then next in the soft area to the side of where your collarbone meets the chest bone. Then under the arm, which is around the bra strap for women and in line with the nipple for men. And finally on top of the head, in line with where the two halves of the brain meet. You're going to tap continuously on each of the points. Don't get hung up about how many times, just keep tapping and tap firmly but not too hard. We don't want any black eyes or bleeding noses. So the steps to tapping. First of all, you need to identify the problem. Then you need to write down the negative and the positive versions of your problem. So for instance, with overwhelm, it could be the negative is the fact that I've just got so much to do and no time to do it and I don't know where to start. And then the positive versions of my problem are I'm feeling empowered, I can focus, I have clarity, and I'm taking action. Something like that. Don't get too worried about the words. Just make sure, more importantly, that you're focusing really deeply on the sense of the emotion. You know, how does that feel to you in your body? Try and work out where you feel it in your body. Be really specific about it. It might help you to imagine if it's got a colour. Work out where you feel it in your body and does it move? The more you can focus in on it, the greater your chances of getting rid of it for good. And then you need to grade it from 0 to 10. So 0, well, you're probably not going to be bothered tapping if it's a 0, but anything from 5 to 10. 10 is the absolute worst it has, the impact that it has on your life. And sort of obviously 0 up to 5 is not so bad. So we'll start by setting up a phrase which we then shorten throughout the rest of the tapping sequence. I'm going to use phrases that refer to overwhelm, but you can substitute what I'm saying with your own phrases. Again, don't worry about getting the words entirely right, just go with it, and most importantly, focus your attention on the negative emotion you're tapping on. So the setup phrase starts with something like, even though dot dot dot, and I fill in the blank with the problem of feeling overwhelmed. Next we say, I love and accept myself. If those words don't sit right with you, change them to something that resonates more. You might prefer, I choose to help myself and let the pain go, or I accept myself with this problem. The whole idea is to accept yourself for entirely who you are, warts and all. There is no one judging you or listening to you now, so be honest with yourself and allow the tapping to work its magic. It's really important that we accept ourselves with our problems, because when we give up resistance, we remove the negative energy. So let's start by taking a deep breath in through the nose. Hold it a few seconds, and then it releases it slowly through the mouth, just to get a sense of being grounded and helping you to relax. So first of all, we're going to start tapping on the side of the hand, on the karate chop point. Again, I'm using fairly general language. You can use the same language I use if you want, or you can change it for your specific issue. I'm going to leave a small gap after each statement for you to use your own words if you prefer. So start tapping on the side of the hand. And remember, you can use either side of the body, it doesn't matter. So the setup is, even though I have this feeling of overwhelm, I love and accept myself now. So if you want to add your words, even though I love and accept myself now. Two more times, still tapping on the side of the hand. Even though I am feeling overwhelmed and I just can't focus, there is too much to do, I love and accept myself. Even though I don't think I can cope, I fully accept myself now. Okay, so that's the setup statement. And now we're focusing on the issue and introducing the problem as well as being honest with ourselves. And so we start tapping through the various points. And the first point is the eyebrow point. So again, I'll leave a small amount of space after each of the phrases I use so that you can add your own if you want to. So on the eyebrow, there is too much going on. Moving on to the side of the eye. It's not the temple, it's right next to the eye on the bone. This overwhelm. Now under the eye on the bone. I can't cope. Under the nose. I don't know where to start. Under the mouth, it's just above the chin, below the lip, right in that little crease. I just can't focus on anything. And now the collarbone. It's in that fleshy part, just underneath where the collarbone joins the chest bone. Tapping, this feeling of overwhelm. And now move underneath the arm. It's about 3 inches underneath the armpit, and it's on the bra line for women and in line with the nipple for men. I just can't focus. And the last point is right at the top of your head, and you can tap with your four fingers. I don't know what to do. So let's do one more round now that you have some of the basics. Going back to the eyebrow, this overwhelm. Side of the eye, this fear. Under the eye, this frustration. Under the nose, this anxiety. On the chin, this not knowing where to start. The collarbone, this challenge. Under the arm, this lack of time. Top of the head, this overwhelm. So take a deep breath in through the nose and out of the mouth and let it go. Congratulations, you just did 2 rounds of tapping. So you need to remember that after each round, you need to check in with the original negative emotion and see how it's feeling. You ideally want the number you rated it as originally to have gone down. Sometimes that number goes up, and don't worry if that's the case. It simply means you've hit on something big. So give yourself the time and space to tap on it, and you'll find that the negativity will soon move on. If you continue to feel stuck above a 5, you may need to reword the memory or focus more on the negative experience that's causing you unease to make it more effective. Once you've brought the intensity down between 0 and 5, you can reinforce the tapping with a positive statement. So for our positive statements, again, I'm going to be referring to overwhelm. So you start tapping on the side of the hand and use the same language I use, or if you want, change it for your own specific issue. So tapping the side of the hand. Even though I have this feeling of overwhelm, I love and accept myself now. Two more times, still on the side of the hand. Even though I have so much to do, I know I'll get through it. Even though I'm not sure where to start, I'm just going to start with something. And now we start tapping through the points. And the first point, if you remember, is the eyebrow point. So just repeat, I'm going to manage to do this. On the side of the eye, I know I can find the focus I need. Under the eye, I'm going to allow myself to believe. Under the nose, that I can do it. On the chin, I'm going to start working on one thing at a time. The collarbone, I'm going to take action. Under the arm, I can release this overwhelm from my mind. Top of the head, I am letting all the frustration go. And so we do one more positive round and go back to the eyebrow. This feeling of empowerment. Side of the eye, this feeling of focus. Under the eye, this feeling of clarity. Under the nose, I know what I need to do. Under the mouth, I know where to start. On the collarbone, I can do what I need to do. Under the arm, I am time, not a victim of time. Top of the head, I allow myself to believe I can achieve what I need to do. So take a deep breath in through your nose and hold it for a few seconds, and then out through your mouth. And so how are you feeling now? It may take a little while to notice the differences, but you will feel the change occurring as you continue to easily cope with the problems you no longer have. So I'm going to let the music play on for another 5 minutes or so. And if you want to do some more tapping, stay relaxed and go with what feels right for you. Don't worry about using the right words. And if you miss a tapping point, just keep going. Enjoy this time now, your time. You may just want to sit quietly and focus on your mind and body. And remember, this is your time. And so until next time, this is Kate Hartley from flourishtherapy.co.uk.